Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's always good when you're out in the dating world to try new things, whether it's a new restaurant or some new foods or find a new safe word.
What?
One of the longest words in the English dictionary, flossinosinahillipillification.
What?
Try to use that as a safe word. You screw up one syllable, it's going to take a long time for things to stop.
No.
And Dan is on the phone right now for a second date update. He tried something new for his first date, but now he's not getting a call back. What's up, Dan?
What's up? Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm cool. Yeah, I'm all right.
Awesome. Okay. Well, not totally all right because you're not getting a call back from a girl you really want to go out with again. But before we get into your actual date, what's her name?
Amanda.
Amanda. All right. And where did you meet Amanda?
You've heard of that thing called Tinder? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy, too.
Wait, spell that out.
Yeah, never heard of it. I don't know. We do these second date updates all the time. First time anybody's ever mentioned Tinder.
Someone just told me about it. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll get on
Tinder. You've never heard of it before? Are you being sarcastic?
I think he's kidding.
I'm more of a Match.com guy, but they were like, Tinder's really the way to go. And
wait, so are you serious? You hadn't really heard of Tinder before?
I mean, I had heard people talking about it, and I was like,
Okay.
Okay.
You just
experienced it.
To actually try it. All right. So you met her.
I had no idea. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot different than Match, isn't it?
A lot different than Match.
Right.
But yeah, all the swiping stuff, and like, I don't know, like we matched, and there's that moment where I go, oh my God, maybe this, and we were like chatting,
nice.
Like, I don't know, 2 weeks or whatever. We're trying to
That's
figure
a while.
Out.
Yeah.
It is a while, but like, you know, I asked like the five questions, like, you know, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite taco? What's your favorite sports team? You know?
You're not short on details. You're not short on details, Dan, and that's what I like about you, is you make sure you get everything in. Let's just get to the date.
Yeah,
not to rush you along, but we're up against the clock here.
Hey, this Tinder thing's new to him.
Yeah.
He's
I know
all
that,
very novel.
Yeah, I know you're excited about Tinder, but let's get to what you guys actually did. Your email said that you did something that you haven't done before with a girl, and what exactly was that? If you can say it on the radio.
Well, she said, hey, you mind if I pick a place? And I was like, oh, no, that's cool. And she goes, yeah, there's this great bar. The drinks are like a little on the cheaper side, so it's really casual, and they've got music. And,
all right, Dan.
Like, again, with the details.
What did you do?
You make sure you get it.
Detail-oriented. She like sold it, and I was like, yeah, okay, fine. And we get to the place, and there was a rainbow flag out front.
Okay.
So it's a gay bar.
Yeah, she was like, hey, she brought me to a gay bar. And I was like, well, I've never been to a gay bar, but...
What rock are you living under, Dan?
I didn't know that you could just sort of like go to a gay bar to hang out if you weren't gay.
They don't check your ID.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're actually one of the groups in America that's pretty inclusive, like pretty understanding of people that want to like hang out. You know, I think they've had a lot of people tell them they can't go places, so they're pretty cool with anybody showing up.
Yeah, I know that now.
So it sounded like, did that freak you out?
No, it didn't freak me out at all. I I'm not gay. So I didn't know, like, if I had to act a certain way or something.
Yeah, we got that.
No, you don't have to act.
Yeah, you can just go be yourself. Were you yourself? Is the reason you're not getting a call back because you were all weird?
Oh, no.
I felt freer than I'd ever felt in a while. It was, like, really cool. Like, we were dancing, but then we decided to, like, sit down and talk for a while. And people kept coming up to her, and they were like, who's this tall drink of water? And I'd never heard that before. I was like, I'm a drink of water? Like, I'd never
heard that before either.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah, that's a pretty common thing people say.
Oh.
So, Dan, did you act mystified the entire time you were there? Because I would say that would be a turnoff for me.
Mm-hmm. And no, I wasn't mystified. I was just, I was smiling a lot. Like, it was cool. I was having a good time.
Exciting.
So, like, eventually the bar was getting a little rowdy, a little too loud and crowded. And so we just decided to just head out. And we were walking back to her car. And I don't know, I was just like, screw it. I felt pretty free. And I kissed her.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And yeah.
Did she enjoy it?
Yeah, she kissed me back.
Nice.
And I was like, hey, I've had the best time tonight. You want to do this again? And she said, yeah, like resounding yes. And mm-hmm. I reached out the next day. And I was like, hey, had a great time. I even put like a little gay flag emoji on the text. I thought that was kind of cool because, you know, we were at a gay bar, but whatever. and then nothing. And like the blue bubbles went to green bubbles. And I was like, oh, wait, I think I got like blocked.
Wait, you think that she blocked your number?
Well, I don't know. You know how sometimes if your blue bubbles turn to green bubbles? And
does that mean you got blocked?
I've never been blocked.
I just thought it went off of iMessage.
I have Android, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. We've got so much information here to work with now, Dan. I don't want to get into all that.
Sure.
But we do know that she's ignored you since your date.
At least.
I don't like to use the word ignore, but yeah, she's been ignoring me. And
okay.
Honestly, I had like a much better time than I expected I was going to at a gay bar. It was pretty cool.
Well, okay, Dan.
We'll give it a shot.
Stop it
we'll
then.
Try.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna play a song, and then we'll come back and call her and get your second date update, all right?
Cool.
Okay, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.